Well, Jerry Lee Lewis does not live in Port Townsend or Jefferson County. He probably never even came here. But he's right about a whole lot of shaking going on, a whole lot of activities, more and more every day with our gradual turtle's pace emergence from the pandemic. On Attention Please today, we have, well, we really have two events we're talking about, but two blend into another. Jefferson County Master Gardeners Foundation plant sale. Joining me is Candace Gaughan. Then we're going to talk about the reopening of Wilderby Farm and the Mead Works. And then we're going to hear music of Stringology. So lots to do in the next 20 minutes. We start with Candace Gaughan. We talk about the plant sale. We talk about the Jefferson County Master Gardeners Foundation. And we say hello, Candace.
Hello, Phil.
There you are. A little quiet here. I will make you not so quiet. So how's it going? You're full screen on my screen now. It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you,
the
too.
The plant sale is going well for you.
Very well. The plant sale is a rousing success this year. We're very, very pleased. We've had over 8,500 plants that we've seeded and divided and propagated and planted and repotted and potted and have a huge selection this year, and it has been going online since April 26th, soon to be closing on May 6th, unfortunately. So by the time this airs, the plant sale, you won't be able to buy, but you will be able to do some other things with the Master Gardeners. The plant sale is it's a wonderful, wonderful success this year.
Candace, you said by the time this airs, we are on the air live right now. You should know that.
Oh, we are.
Yes,
oh,
we are.
Okay.
So watch what you say,
sorry,
please.
I was thinking that we were,
you were wrong about airing
until Sunday. All right, Phil.
No, sorry about that. This is
well, then,
the
everyone,
moment.
You've got plenty of time to get on the plant sale website, which is JCMGF, JeffersonCountyMasterGardeners.org. And buy from some of the many thousands of plants that are still left.
And indeed, you and your organization grew all these plants?
We did. We did. Grew them or divided them. We've had many generous donors say, come and glean from my yard. I have, you know, this or that that needs to be divided. I think it's rare. I think it's a native. I think it's fabulous. I'm sure other people would like it. So we go to people's gardens, we glean the plants, divide them, clean them up, and then grow them for several months until they're ready for sale. And
suddenly she goes quiet, and I suspect I know what happened because we're neighbors on the same road, and I know her internet connection is every bit as unreliable as mine. I will tell you that the Jefferson County Master Gardeners Foundation
indeed
does have... Oh,
I am back, Phil. Can
back
you hear
again.
Me?
I can indeed. Well, I was going to say then to you, have any notion of how many volunteer hours have gone into this plant sale? No matter if she can hear me. I think that she lives at the end of a road that does not have the greatest of, she's not muted. So we're going to have to say farewell to Candace. I will say that you can find the Master Gardeners plant sale online. I bought a bundle of plants. I haven't seen them yet because pickup is not until the end of this month, so you don't have to expect to do anything immediately other than go online and order your plants and then pick up. I think it's on the 19th of May. I'm not quite sure. Everything will be done in a COVID-safe manner, and it's a good thing. The benefit, let's see, I think I have it in my notes, proceeds benefit community and school organizations. So all this labor, all these plants go to benefiting school community organizations. And thank you, Candace, and sorry we couldn't be with you entirely. We are going to now hear a little bit of music by Stringology because they are pertinent to this conversation, and then I'm going to have some more conversation with some folks.
Go.
Because time is short, I'm going to leave that somewhat in the background, although there's not much of it left. Nevertheless, I want to begin. Well, I'll tell you first who we'll be talking with. Eric Reeder is co-owner of Wilderby Farm and the Meadworks and in Stringology. We'll get to them next. Eric Bogart and I have their names here somewhere. Terrion Stratton, and I was expecting Tracy Grispin. I don't know if we'll have her in the conversation. I see her. I think that might have been her left hand. It looked like a wedding ring on her left hand. They all are together, Stringology. Well, vaccinated people, I'm sure they are Stringology. You heard them a moment ago. Now let's mute everybody's microphone. No, let's unmute everybody's microphone. I think they've almost all done that. We are doing this on Zoom, as I'm used to doing my shows on the station. And there we go. So, first off, we'll start with Eric. Eric, are you, there you go, Eric. You are co-owner of Wilderby Farm and the Meadworks. And where in the world are you located?
We're located just outside of Port Townsend, out Cook Avenue, just head west, basically, on Hastings, hang right at Cook, and you can't miss us. We're on the left-hand side, about a quarter mile down.
And I've interviewed you before on another show, another day, a couple, 3 years ago, so I remember something of what you do, but our listeners could be an entirely different group of people, so we're starting afresh. You're planning a grand opening featuring Stringology, but what are you opening? What happens at Wilderby Farm? What's Meadworks all about? What do you offer to people who come by?
Well, to begin with, the farm's opening this coming Wednesday. We'll be opening up, as we do every year, with dahlia tubers. Of course, we have the animals on the farm, some nice walking trails, and just a kind of a place to come and relax, enjoy what's going on. Things are starting to come up. A lot of things are growing. We have a small farm store there. We'll follow up this weekend, of course, with Stringology. We want to thank Tracy, Eric, and Terry Ann for coming out, and we're planning on enjoying their music all weekend at the Meadery. And this is really an exciting time for us because we will be reopening the Meadery after over a year of having it shut down, obviously, for COVID concerns. So we're super excited. We have a lot of new things to offer folks out there. And hoping people will come out and explore the farm and the Meadery on the weekend.
So, Eric, during the pandemic, or for the most part during the pandemic, the farm has been open?
The farm remained open seasonally, but we did have to shut the Meadery down. We just didn't feel that we could provide a safe experience for folks during that time.
Okay, well, let's start with the farm. I generally know what a farm is, but I don't know what your farm is. There's the E-I-E-I-O factor, that's animals in other words, and then there's those things which grow out of the soil. Just start with the animals, talk about the soil.
All right, well, we do both, actually. We start off with our critters. We're host to a flock of at-risk breed British Soey sheep. We've been enjoying them for, I think almost a decade now. We keep them as a conservation flock. They're a remote conservation flock. We also have, of course, chickens, farm dog, cats, all sorts of wildlife that roams our setbacks and everything there through the trails and things like that. As far as growing, we grow certified organic cut flowers. You pick. And we're just starting to get those into the ground now. Also, lavender, organic lavender that we have for U-Pick. We also distill, and we just have some exciting things coming up this year for the distillation process. We distill that for essential oils that we offer in the farm store. We also grow pumpkins. So during pumpkin season, we have a lot of folks come out and enjoy that. Certified organic blueberries. And that's about the sum total of our crops this year.
The sum total of quite a few crops, actually. You must keep yourself fairly well busy. And then there's the meadery. Don't know what mead is, let's begin with that.
So just in simplest terms, mead is honey wine. Instead of using fruit juice for sugar, we use honey, unfiltered, unpasteurized honey right from the hive. And we ferment that together with a little bit of yeast. And that produces just a really nice, it's similar to a still wine, but done with honey. So it's really nice. It's basically wine strength. So, anywhere from 10 to 14% alcohol by volume. So it's a little different than, say, a cider.
And where in the world do you get all that honey? And how much honey, in fact, do you need to have? for a season?
Well, we do have hives here on the farm, a few, but we use so much honey. We use about 7 tons of honey every year. So what we do is we work with a beekeeper who essentially keeps 2,700 hives for us throughout Oregon, Washington, and California. Occasionally, we'll take hives down to California for the citrus. We mostly harvest blackberry blossom honey. We also get some nice meadow foam from Oregon, which is just lovely.
2,700 hives, you said.
That's correct.
That's a bundle of bees. I don't think we're going to estimate what that number is, but it's quite a few.
It's a lot of work, yes.
Yes, a lot of work indeed. So the meadery involves making the mead, of course, but you have an indoor facility. I guess we'll call it a tasting room.
We do. We have a full tasting room along with production and bottling facility and our own lab facility. So we're pretty much a one-stop shop for our production.
And you have been closed. That is, the meadery has been closed. Well, you've been making mead, I suppose, but in order to have people into the facility, you have not been able to do that. You have a celebration planned. It's also Mother's Day, I believe, or Mother's Day weekend anyway.
Correct, correct. Yeah, so we'll be enjoying Stringology, of course, we'll be there. We have some new surprises. Of course, we've had a little bit of time on our hands, so we've been coming up with some unique recipes for different meads that we'll be offering. I think we've doubled the number of different meads that we'll be offering this year just because we had a lot of time on our hands, so we concocted some interesting things.
Okay, so you've learned some new things to do, maybe make some new meads, but a pandemic was not in your business plan when you started not that many years ago, I don't believe. How have you adjusted the economics of your business and your expectations for it, and goodness, your own mental well-being under the circumstances?
Well, I guess since we had to close the meadery, we looked into more wholesale opportunities with local retailers who have been just wonderful to work with, and they've been offering our products that way. And other than that, we've had to reduce production considerably and spend a little more time just kind of perfecting our craft and making improvements to both the farm and the meadery. So I guess we got a lot of those little projects done that we couldn't before.
So, Eric, the hours of your grand reopening beginning, I believe, on Saturday.
So that for the meadery, Saturday, noon to 5. We're trying those hours out first, and we'll expand as we can.
And when will Stringology be playing?
Stringology will be playing from 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. both days.
That's going to be a bit of a workout for them, but I think they've had plenty of time to practice. Eric, good luck to you. Thank you very much. Address, before I let you go, of the meadery.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Now, on to Stringology, who will be part of the celebration. In this case, we are going to talk with Tracy Grisman, and we're going to talk with Eric Bogart and Terri-Ann Stratton. I've met these people before, but, my memory is not what it might have been once. Maybe Terri-Ann can begin. Terri-Ann, are you with me there? There you
are.
Hi,
I am. Hi, hey. Phil. Thanks for having us today.
You're very, very welcome. So how have you all, as a group and individually, been passing these rather slow times of the pandemic?
Yes, it's been a definite shift of our energy, but we do play a lot together. Until recently, just Eric and I, because we're a couple, and so we play every day, and we've expanded our repertoire and gotten a little deeper into things musically. It isn't until very recently that we could really get together with Tracy, because we all were observing pretty strict COVID protocols, but now we're back together. In fact, we're all three here sitting together now, and it's really thrilling for us to get back together to play again. And we're delighted that Wildebee Farm has invited us to just do that.
So let's have a more proper introduction. I realize I can even read something from my notes here as a proper introduction. Stringology features Eric Bogart's fiery acoustic swing guitar, a la Django Reinhardt. Eric has performed for nearly four decades throughout the United States, Europe, and South America, working with many top players in the jazz world. The rhythm section is Terri-Ann Stratton. We just heard her voice laying down a spellbinding pulse on rhythm, tenor, ukulele, and Tracy Grisman bringing it all together on string bass and vocals as well. That is Stringology. Though I know Tracy is somewhere nearby, I'm not allowed to see her, apparently. Now I'm allowed to see her. And Tracy being somewhat of a friend, and occasionally, I believe we have played music together. You have been a bass player for Wild Phil and the Buffalo Gals. We began getting together again as a quartet in July, into the fall and winter and through the spring. We had very cold fingers. I would imagine if you guys have played outdoors, you know what that's all about.
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. So what do you have planned? What new tunes do you bring to the Meadery this coming weekend?
Well, I just got to see the lineup here, and a Blatchmo drum here looks like one that we haven't done yet. And let's see, what else? Phantom of Love. Charade is one that we normally play. And just a plethora of wonderful gypsy swing tunes and some jazz standards. So hopefully, let's see.
So Eric and Terri-Ann have been able to practice being a married couple and all living in a household. How does a bass player practice?
Well, I've actually been practicing a lot on guitar with my better half at home for this last year. And I've been learning a lot of melodies, and it all transfers onto the bass. So, I've been getting a lot of practice in. So it was really a great experience getting back together as a trio. And then David plays with us sometimes too, but it just sounded really powerful when we got back together for the first time, because we've all been practicing so much.
And I had forgotten that you played guitar, and the David you're referring to is David Grisman. So you do some duets, probably quite a few duets. And maybe, mm-hmm. Yes, as you said, David might drop in for this gig that you have on the weekend as well. No.
I'm not sure. Never know.
I'll invite him on your behalf. I don't imagine mind too much, I'm trying to say. So you, Stringology, are going to be on Cats in Our Laps on the 11th of July.
No, I thought you said the 18th.
I think it's the 18th.
It is the 18th. Yes, you're right. My mistake. I try to keep my calendar straight, but sometimes it gets
We'll come on the 11th, too. We'll be happy to.
Well, Terri-Ann suggested the 18th, so that's what it's going to be.
Calendar's pretty open, Phil.
Well, it's going to fill up, don't you think?
I hope.
Yeah. No. You're hoping that people will knock on your door, or find your website. Have you a website?
Well, not really.
Okay. So if people are looking
we have a Facebook page.
A good bit of Django Reinhardt vintage jazz, and they're listening to this conversation, they can write to me at cats@kptz.org, and at least briefly I will serve as your booking agent.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. So
thank
much. You get the usual percentage, of course, Phil.
Are you? Yes, I think 0 times 0 equals just about zero.
I'm afraid that's true, yes.
Are you nervous about your reemergence on stage?
No, not nervous at all. I mean, we're thrilled to do it, and especially for Eric and Casey, you know, and Wilderby, you know, they're neighbors and friends, and you know, we've been there, played there before, and it's great just to have the opportunity to get out there, and we know we'll see some old friends that we haven't seen in a long time.
Okay.
And when you sit home and you do a lot of practicing and drinking a lot of mead, you can't help but just look forward to getting out there and showing what you've worked up for the folks.
Okay, well, Eric, it says in your notes, my notes from your website, that you play fiery acoustic guitar. I'm thinking that was written before the pandemic, so if it was fiery before, it might be incendiary at this point.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll be looking forward to hearing you on Cats in Our Laps on the 18th of July. And people much look forward to seeing you all at the Cidery, at the rather Meadery, this coming weekend. Tracy, thank you very much, Tracy.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Phil. You. And thanks to Eric and Casey at the farm.
Yeah, thanks. And thank Eric also plays drums with Benny Goodman.
Oh, no.
Oh, and they meander off into the distance, and I have to meander off into the distance as well. I'm Phil Andrus. This has been Attention Please. And